Kynan gave the RA equivalent of a rueful chuckle. "If you've seen the base, you've also no doubt seen the surface of the planet," he said. "If any of us tried to escape, we'd freeze before we got very far. Not to mention that there's nowhere to go."
"How do you know that?" Sagan said.
"The Yenishans told us," Kynan said. "And none of my crew planned an excursion to test the proposition."
"So you know nothing else of the planet?" Sagan said.
"Sometimes it's cold, other times it is colder," Kynan said. "That is the depth of my knowledge of the planet."
"You're a doctor," Sagan said.
"I'm not familiar with that term," Kynan said, and pointed at the speaker. "Your machine is not smart enough to give an equivalent in my language."
"You're a medical professional. You do medicine," Sagan said.
"I am," Kynan said. "I specialize in genetics. That is why my staff and I were on that ship. One of our colonies was experiencing a plague that was affecting gene sequencing and cell division. We were sent to investigate and hopefully find a cure. I'm sure if you've been through the base, you've seen our equipment. Our captors were kind enough to give us space for a lab."
"Why would they do that?" Sagan asked.
"Perhaps they thought if we kept busy with our own projects, we would be easier to handle," Kynan said. "If so, it worked, because as a rule we kept to ourselves and tried not to make any trouble."
"Except for when you were stealing weapons, that is," Sagan said.
"I had them for some time, so apparently I didn't arouse their suspicions," Kynan said.
"The weapon you used was designed for our array," Sagan said. "An odd thing for an Enishon military base."
"They must have taken it from our ship as they boarded," Kynan said. "I'm sure as you search the base you'll find a number of other RA-designed items."
"So, to recap," Sagan said, "you and your crew of medical personnel were taken by the Enishons an indeterminate time ago and brought here where you've been prisoners and out of communication with any of your people. You don't know where you are or what plans the Enisha have for you."
"That's right," Kynan said. "Other than that, I suppose they didn't want anyone to know I was there once the base was invaded, because one of them tried to kill me."
"That's true," Sagan said. "You fared better than your crew, I'm afraid."
"I don't know what you mean," Kynan said.
"You're the only array that we found alive," Sagan said. "The rest had been shot and killed by the Enishans. Most of them were in what appeared to be barracks. We found another near what I imagine was your lab, since it had quite a bit of RA technology in it." Kynan felt sick.
"You're lying," he said.
"I'm afraid not," Sagan said.
"You humans killed them,"
Kynan said angrily. "The Enishans tried to kill you," Sagan said. "Why wouldn't they kill the other members of your crew?"
"I don't believe you,"
Kynan said. "I understand why you wouldn't," Sagan said. "It's still the truth." Kynan sat there, grieving. Sagan gave him time.
"All right,"
Kynan said eventually.
"Tell me what you want from me."
"For starters, Administrator Kynan," Sagan said, "we'd like the truth." It took a moment for Kynan to realize this was the first time the human had addressed him by his name and title.
"I've been telling you the truth," he said.
"Bullshit," Sagan said. Kynan pointed to the speaker again.
"I only got a partial translation of that," he said.
"You are Administrator Kynan Suensu," Sagan said. "And while it's true enough that you have some medical training, your two primary areas of study are xenobiology and semi-organic neural net defense systems, two areas of study that I would imagine mesh together well." Kynan said nothing. Sagan continued. "Now, Administrator Kynan, let me tell you a little of what we know. 15 months ago, the RA and the Enishans were fighting the same off-and-on war they'd been fighting for 30 years, a war that we encouraged, since it kept the two of you out of our hair."
"Not entirely,"
Kynan said.
"There was the Battle of Coral."
"Yes, there was," Sagan said. "I was there. I almost died."
"I lost a brother there," Kynan said. "My youngest. Perhaps you met him."
"Perhaps I did," Sagan said. 15 months ago, the RA and the Anishah were enemies, and then suddenly, they were not. For no reason that our intelligence could figure out.
We've already discussed the shortcomings of your intelligence, Kynan said. Races stop warring all the time. After Coral, we and you stopped fighting.
We stopped fighting because we beat you. You retreated, and we rebuilt Coral, Sagan said. Which is the point? There is a reason we stopped fighting, at least for now. You and the Anishah don't have a reason. That worries us. 3 months ago, the spy satellite we parked above this planet noticed that for an allegedly uninhabited world, it had suddenly begun to receive a lot of traffic, both Anishah and Array. What makes this especially interesting to us is that this planet is claimed neither by the Anishah or the Array, but by the Oban. The Oban don't mix, Administrator, and they are strong enough that neither the Anishah nor the RA would think lightly about setting up shop in their territory. So we placed a more advanced spy satellite above the planet to look for signs of habitation. We came up with nothing. As a defense specialist, Administrator, would you like to hazard a guess as to why?
I would imagine the base was shielded, Kynan said.
It was, Sagan said. And, as it happens, by the very sort of defense system you specialize in. We didn't know that at the time, of course, but we know it now.
How did you find the base if it was shielded? Kynan asked. I am curious, in a professional sense.
We dropped rocks, Sagan said.
Excuse me? Kynan asked.
Rocks, Sagan said. A month ago, we salted the planet with several dozen seismic sensors, which were programmed to look for seismic signatures that suggested intelligently designed underground structures. Speaking from experience, secret bases are easier to shield when they're underground. We relied on the planet's natural seismic activity to narrow down areas to investigate. Then we dropped rocks in areas of interest. And then today, we dropped several right before our attack to get an exact sonic image of the base. Rocks are good, because they look like naturally occurring meteors. They don't scare anyone. And no one shields against seismic imaging. Most races are too busy shielding against optical and high-energy electromagnetic scans to consider sound waves much of a danger. It's the fallacy of high technology. It ignores the efficiency of lower orders of technology, like dropping rocks.
Leave it to humans to bang rocks together, Kynan said.
Sagan shrugged. We don't mind when the other guy brings a gun to a knife fight, she said. It just makes it easier for us to cut out his heart. Or whatever it is that he uses to pump blood. Your overconfidence works for us, as you can see, because you are here. But what we really want to know, Administrator, is why you are here. Anishans and Array working together is puzzling enough, but Anishans and Array and Oban? That's not just puzzling. That's interesting.
I don't know anything about who owns this planet, Kynan said.
And what's even more interesting is you, Administrator Kynan, Sagan said, ignoring Kynan's comment. While you were sleeping, we did a gene scan on you to tell us who you are. Then we accessed ship's records to learn a little of your history. We know one of your primary areas of xenobiological interest is humans. You're probably the RA's leading authority on human genetics, and we know you've also got a particular interest in how human brains work.
It's part of my overall interest in neural nets, Kynan said. I'm not particularly interested in human brains, as you say. All brains are interesting in their way.
If you say so, Sagan said. But whatever it was you were doing down there, it was important enough that the Anishans would rather see you and your crew dead than in our hands.
I told you, Kynan said. We were their prisoners.
Sagan rolled her eyes. For a minute, let's pretend we're both not stupid, Administrator Kynan, she said. Kynan moved forward, leaning closer to Sagan from across the table.
What kind of human are you? He asked.
What do you mean? Sagan said.
We know there are three kinds of human, Kynan said,
and held up his fingers, so much longer and more articulated than human fingers, to count off the variations.
There are the unmodified humans who are the ones who colonize planets. Those come in varying shapes and sizes and colors. Good genetic diversity there. The second group is the largest part of your soldier caste. These also vary in size and shape, but to a far lesser extent, and they're all the same color, green. We know that these soldiers aren't in their original bodies. Their consciousness is transferred from bodies of older members of your species to these stronger, healthier bodies. These bodies are extensively genetically altered, so much that they can't breed, either between themselves or with unmodified humans, but they're still recognizably human, particularly the brain matter. But the third group, Kynan said, and leaned back. We hear stories, Lieutenant Sagan.
What do you hear? Sagan said.
That they are created from the dead, Kynan said. That the human germplasm of the dead is mixed and remixed with the genetics of other species to see what will arise. That some of them don't even resemble humans as they recognize themselves. That they are born as adults, with skills and ability, but no memory. And not only no memory, no self, no morality, no restraint, no... He paused, as if looking for the right word. No humanity, he said, finally. As you would put it, child warriors in grown bodies, abominations, monsters, tools your colonial union uses for the missions they cannot or will not offer to soldiers who have life experience and a moral self, or who might fear for their soul in this world or the next.
A scientist, concerned about souls, Sagan said. That's not very pragmatic.
I am a scientist, but I am also a Ray, Kynan said. I know I have a soul, and I tend to it. Do you have a soul, Lieutenant Sagan?
Not that I know of, Administrator Kynan, Sagan said. They are hard to quantify.
So you are the third kind of human, Kynan said.
I am, Sagan said.
Built from the flesh of the dead, Kynan said.
From her genes, Sagan said, not her flesh.
Genes build the flesh, Lieutenant. Genes dream the flesh, wherein the soul resides, Kynan said.
Now you're a poet, Sagan said.
I'm quoting, Kynan said. One of our philosophers, who was also a scientist, you wouldn't know her.
May I ask how old you are? I'm 7, almost 8. Sagan said. About 4 and a half of your heked.
So young, Kynan said. A Ray of your age have barely started their educations. I'm more than 10 times your age, Lieutenant.
And yet, here we both are, Sagan said.
Here we are,
Kynan agreed.
I wish we had met under other circumstances, Lieutenant. I would very much like to study you.
I don't know how to respond to that, Sagan said. Thank you doesn't seem appropriate, considering what being studied by you would probably mean.
You could be kept alive, Kynan said.
Oh, joy, Sagan said. But you might get your wish, after a fashion. You must know by now that you are a prisoner, for real this time, and you will be for the rest of your life.
I figured that out when you started telling me things I could report back to my government, Kynan said. Like the rock trick. Although I assumed you were going to kill me.
We humans are a pragmatic people, Administrator Kynan, Sagan said. You have knowledge we can use, and if you are willing to be cooperative, there's no reason you couldn't continue your study of human genetics and brains, just for us instead of for the RA.
All I would have to do is betray my people, Kynan said.
There is that, Sagan allowed.
I think I would rather die first, Kynan said.
With all due respect, Administrator, if you truly believed that, you probably wouldn't have shot that Enishon who was trying to kill you earlier today, Sagan said. I think you want to live.
You may be right, Kynan said. But whether you are right or not, child, I am done talking to you now. I've told you everything I'm going to tell you of my own free will.
Sagan smiled at Kynan. Administrator, do you know what humans and Array have in common?
We have a number of things in common, Kynan said. Pick one.
Genetics, Sagan said. I don't need to tell you that human genetic sequencing and Array genetic sequencing are substantially different in the details, but on the macro level, we share certain similarities, including the fact that we receive one set of genes from one parent and the other from the other. Two-parent sexual reproduction.
Standard sexual reproduction among sexually reproducing species, Kynan said. Some species need three or even four parents, but not many. It's too inefficient.
No doubt, Sagan said.